Hey guys, Nick Drossos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
Actually, we're going to talk about the broken penis to talk about it.
The broken penis, no. We're talking about Peyronie's disease, and I think we've done a show explaining it a little bit, and we'll get quickly into that, but really I want to talk about some of the myths that people come in
Do you treat a lot of Peyronie's disease, Andrew?
I do. And actually, that's a good segue because my first myth was Peyronie's disease is a rare disease. So, first of all, Peyronie's disease is when you get scar tissue collagen formation causing a curve erection, often painful. Often curve can be significant and debilitating. But, you know, you asked me if I treat a lot. Yeah, Peyronie's disease is not a rare disease. Some places have it estimated up to 10% of of men will have some evidence of Peyronie's disease.
A quick question, how do you get it?
I guess why it's hard to estimate these things, because it's estimated between 1% to 10%, is probably because some people don't even realize they have it and don't present with these issues. And they go often unreported, or they'll present to their doctor and the doctor will say, you know, push them aside and they'll left be undiagnosed. Probably often untreated, because many doctors don't necessarily how to treat it properly, and it's not a very sexy kind of case for urologists to treat, and so on. So I think it's underdiagnosed and undertreated as well. So another thing, because I see younger guys coming to me and saying, you know, I have all these symptoms, and talk about Peyronie, they say, well, isn't that just for older men? You know, Peyronie's can happen in really any age. I guess there's a cluster in the 30s and 40s, but, you know, I've seen guys in the 20s get it, and I've seen guys in the 70s get it, 70s and 80s get it. So I think it kind of crosses the spectrum of ages. How it's caused, I guess one of the things, it's caused by bad sexual activity or something. You know, one of the theories behind it is that it's caused by trauma. So we do have guys who have a history of trauma, either a penile fracture, a penile injury, or some men who inject themselves in the same spot for with a medication to get erection, and the continuous injection will lead to a reaction. But essentially, but most men don't come in with a cause. And I say, do you remember any injury to your penis? No, not really. It just started to get these symptoms.
But it can't just happen on its own. Like, something has to trigger it.
Well, we don't know the trigger in many men. So, I mean, we do know that there's a genetic predisposition, because men who get Peyronie's are more likely to have Dupuytren's contractures, which are similar collagen-like formations in the tendons in the hand, and plantar fasciitis on the bottom of the foot. So if you have one, you're more likely to have the other ones. So there is a genetic predisposition to it. And, you know, your idea of something had to happen. So one of the theories is micro trauma. There's some sort of injury or some sort of trauma happening that you don't remember, or it was so small that it's happening. And then there's a increased healing or exaggerated healing, which is the laying down of, I mean, normally when you get cut, you have some collagen being laid down to support. But this is like an increase or an exaggerated response. So. But again, most men we don't know, so it's hard to attribute it to a specific event, for sure. I've asked if it's contagious, if it's a sexually transmitted disease or something. It's clearly not. Yeah. It's not something that you can get from a woman or another man, or give to another woman or another man, for sure. Also, is it caused by masturbation? That's something that I've seen and asked. I guess that comes from the days of, you know, masturbation causes you to go blind or grow hair on your hands or anything. So no, people who masturbate very little and have
normal. But can it at all or no?
No.
No, okay.
No. No, I mean, it's nothing related to masturbation as much as it's not related to
But if somebody's, going hard at it cause some trauma to it?
I guess any rougher sexual activity that causes an injury can potentially lead to that, yes. Masturbation in particular, it's always painful because some guys come in and say, well, that's Peyronie's disease, and they say, but yeah, but I have no pain, I have no There's two phases of Peyronie's. There's the initial early acute phase, where people often have a lot of pain. The four kind of questions I ask for guys that have Peyronie's, and it helps me guide how to treat them, is one, is there a curve? Two, is there pain? Three, is there a plaque, that firm collagen nodule? And four, is there dysfunction, erectile dysfunction? But you can have Peyronie's without having one of these, or two of these things, or three of these things. So you have guys that come in with a curve on their penis that wasn't there a year ago, but they still get, you know, rock hard erections, and they're still able to have sex, and it doesn't really hurt them. So, you know, that's still Peyronie's. When we do it, either you can feel the collagen deposits, or you can see it on ultrasound.
But you could see it right away, right? Can somebody see it right away?
Would you
have it? Like visually, if I look at my penis, you can tell right away, okay, you have Peyronie's.
Well, that's why they present to me. Okay. Yeah, because they have something, you know, typically. Sometimes, usually I will see pain and curvature. The pain, again, is usually in the acute early phase, not in the later phases. But I do have some people who say, well, I don't feel anything, but I notice it getting more and more curved. And sometimes I see the opposite. You know, they come in because they have pain, and I examine them and I feel a Peyronie's plaque, and it's classical, but they don't have much of a curve. They also may not have a curve. They may have an indentation or an hourglass deformity instead of a curve. So I guess it depends where the plaque is on the penis. Most of them are on the upper surface, and that's why it causes a curve upward. Yeah. But if you have it on the lower or the lateral surfaces, it can cause left or right. If you can have it in sort of in the middle on the inside, it can cause that hourglass deformity. Those are a little bit harder to treat, but so not everybody has pain, and it can still be Peyronie's, and not everybody has a curve, and it could still have some of the other symptoms. Some people come in and are devastated, like, I'm going to have surgery, and this is going to ruin my sex life, and it's because they hear all the things. Sometimes it gets worse and better on its own, and there's many things out there that we're doing that can help. So I would actually say the opposite. The vast majority of my patients don't go on to need surgery. I don't do that particular surgery. My colleague in the office does. The amount of times in a year, and I see a fair amount of Peyronie's patients. I probably see, you know, between one and five a week, which is, you know, a fairly number over the course of a year. The vast majority, I don't remember the last time I sent one, maybe one a year, two a year for surgery. So it has to do with, one, keeping expectations appropriate, and two, finding out what the real problem is. So expectations meaning we're going to treat you, and our goal is to get you as good as possible, not to get you what you were before this. Because to get you perfect and how you were exactly before is hard. To get zero curve and no plaque,
100%?
It rarely goes back 100%. Okay. And then the other one is, okay, well, what are your expectations? Because I had a couple that came in, I was treating them. I was treating, you know, his penis. The couple were sitting in front of me, and he goes, it's time for surgery. So I said, okay. I mean, he goes, well, I mean, look, he showed me a picture. This is a bad curve. I said, okay, but how are your erections? He said, no, they're strong. But look at that curve. And I said, well, are you guys able to have sex? Is there anything that you can do in terms of penetration and anything? He goes, no. And I looked at the wife and I said, is there anything that bothers you about this? And she said, no. So I said, well, why do you want surgery? I mean, you know, it's so it looks a little curved. It looks a little bit awkward, but it doesn't hurt. You have great erections. You're able to have any kind of sex you want, penetration or, you know, from any angle you want. So why go for the risks that can potentially come out of surgery? Now, if you had a bad curve and you weren't able to have penetration for many reasons, okay, so then surgery is a good option, and there's less invasive surgeries, and there's more depending on what the issue is, how much of a curve you are, where the plaque is, and so on. But typically, if it's just a curve you need to be corrected, and the surgery is a good option. But it's more, way more on the rare side of things than needing a surgery, for sure. I guess the next myth that always results in erectile dysfunction, I kind of just answered. So the answer is no. I have many patients who have full-blown Peyronie. You can see it, you can feel it, but their erections are still hard. Or they may have a little bit of softness beyond that, but...
It doesn't stop the blood flow? Like
it can. It can, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not because you have Peyronie's that you will have significant erectile dysfunction. Okay, it is common with Peyronie's, but it's not a necessity. Some people come in thinking it's cancer. They feel something hard. They have a lump under the skin. They said, holy shit, I got cancer. So, you know, and when I reassure people, I said, first of all, this is Peyronie's disease. It is not cancer. And second of all, the vast majority of penile cancers are things that grow outside. They start off in little genital warts or condylomas, and they grow outside. I've never seen a case of cancer being sort of deep on the inside of the penis. Yeah. So if you feel this firmness or anything, come get a check out, but don't lose sleep that this is a penile cancer. And I think that there's nothing that can be done about this is another myth, and that comes often from the doctors that they're seeing.
You know, the doctor tells them?
Yeah. You know, go home and... You know, there are treatments, there are devices, and we've done a show on this, that pull on the penis, the penile traction devices. There are some oral medications, even Cialis, Tadalafil seems to have some effect on it. Of course, there's surgery. There's injections of a medication called Xiaflex, which is collagenase. It dissolves the collagen. Unfortunately, that's only available in the United States. It was taken off the market for, I believe, financial reasons everywhere in the world besides the United States. It's quite expensive. And there's some investigational experimental therapies that we do, which is, we've talked about this, which is the PRP, the platelet therapy, where we take blood from your arm and inject the platelets.
But I'm assuming
that we've been having, you know, this is not a scientific study. We do a lot of that, and we've been having some great results with that. So I've been super happy.
But the doctors, I'm assuming, are not urologists.
They are. But many urologists don't take an interest into this, and that evolves over their career as things improve and change and so on. They're not aware of some of the newer treatments. Oh, wow. If someone's interested in prostate cancer and kidney cancer or infertility, they're not going to be up to date or experts on this. So I have taken an interest in it, and so I guess maybe that's why I see more patients than the average, and maybe I have more treatments to offer than the average, but there are definitely treatments to treat the pain, the curve, and the erectile dysfunction if either of those or all of those are there. So, you know, a lot to do, a lot of myths that we need to try to dispel, and so people can get the right information out there. So if you feel a lump, or sudden erectile dysfunction, or sudden or gradual curvature of the penis, get it checked out. If you're not happy with their answer, get it checked out by someone who is an expert in the field. And as weird as it sounds, dick pics are great. Take a picture when you're erect, because that's the only time you can see it, you know, from above, from the sides, to really, so you can come in and say, here, to explain where the angle is. It's very helpful.
Send it to Andrew, he gets them all the time.
That's the myths of Peyronie's.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Have the Balls to Talk About It. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell.